Suspected Tamil Tiger rebels ambushed a police bus with a roadside bomb outside a university in eastern Sri Lanka today, killing six officers. The attack came as European monitors of a 2002 ceasefire between Sri Lanka's government and separatist Tamil rebels were travelling to the rebel stronghold of Kilinochi to meet guerrilla leaders. The meeting is the first contact between the Tigers' leadership and the monitors since November, when violence increased between the rebels and the military.
A resurgence of fighting since last year killed thousands of civilians and fighters despite the Norway-brokered ceasefire. We spoke to Executive Director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Johan Pereira. He says he doesn't expect the meeting will translate into a breakthrough in the fighting.
It is important for there to be a dialogue between the LTT and the outside world, because there seems to be almost a complete breakdown of communications between the LTT and the outside world, which is not at all a positive thing. However, to expect this meeting to yield any dramatic breakthrough would be much too optimistic, because on the ground, the Sri Lankan government, the army, and the LTT have been engaged in consistent warfare for the past several months. And there is no sign at all that that either side is prepared to fundamentally change its policy.